Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm live and it's you from California. Welcome to Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. My show encourages you to live your intended self, but in harmony with your traumatic brain injury, to live with less resistance, moving into an allowing state of being. I am Tyler Stanley, your host. I am an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and a TBI resource specialist. On today's show, we will look into the news regarding traumatic brain injury and talk about life. My website for additional information is tylerstanley.net. And my current writing projects are a full-feature screenplay, a memoir of my recovery and surviving traumatic brain injury, a romance novel, and a volume 2 for Counting the Days. I continue to succeed and heal my brain through writing. If you have a question for me or would like to discuss your story here, you can call in at 347-857-3755. But note, this is a long-distance call, so you may want to use your free cell minutes. There is also a live call-in option for those of you sitting at your computer. Just use the click to talk feature, which will allow you to call into the show from anywhere in the world at no charge. If you have a question for me, you can also type it in on the online chat forum. So welcome to Counting the Days. I really appreciate you being here today, taking the time on your Sunday morning, or for some of you on the East Coast, maybe your afternoon. I have a question. How do you resist living your intended life? What things get in your way? What I mean by that is your intended life is, I believe, that resistance lies between the life that you live in the present and the life that you were born to have, the one you are. Traumatic brain injury disrupts that. For someone who doesn't have a brain injury, life is disrupted by the same kinds of things. However, obviously with traumatic brain injury, there is more that prevents one from getting to the other side. If you will, the bridge might be washed out. The path to get to one place to the other in your brain may not work. And so that dead tissue is going to be like hitting a brick wall. So you're going to try and go over here, you're going to try and go over there, and bang, 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 you hit the wall. So what happens is, in my view of my life, is I continue to be determined to keep going. If I hit the wall, I just kept going. I went the other way. If it doesn't feel good, if you hit it, that's telling you you can't go there. You've got to meet your goals another way. But don't give up, because some of the most profound changes in life, I think, come at the 11th hour. The time where you most need change and the most change in your direction. Some people have different kinds of things that keep them, and I call this resistance, keep them from moving forward. And it's maybe an obsession with television. And I know with television, it's easy to let television cycle your brain down. I think that television works for brain injury in the fact that it's kind of noise and it's visual and you can rest your brain. You can kind of park your brain and let it idle. Video games, maybe chronic pain, and just plain old defeat. And hitting that wall can just be used as a means to allow resistance to get a grip. And once resistance gets a grip, it doesn't like to let go. This is not a personal problem. Resistance grabs on and it holds, whether it's eating or we use self-image to keep us from going forward. You have that dream out there, you know where you want to go, and you're not moving forward. And alcohol, drugs, even helping other people, kind of a caregiver position is, and maybe you're not exactly a caregiver for an individual, but you have a caregiving sort of, so instead of you doing your stuff and what you need to do to move along your path, you know, there's somebody kind of limping along your path that you find, and you stop and you take a lot of time to help this person, which is great. But don't lose sight of you getting back on your path and moving forward. You have to keep moving forward. The whole idea of getting and finding that person that you were born to be that has been disrupted by a traumatic event, your brain injury. You have to just be determined. You have to keep going. You can't give up. But you also don't want to work too hard, because then what happens is you're working so hard, you're missing clues and cues along the way. And it's the sensitivity to your dream. It's important. Because if you're sensitive to what's happening around you, and that's the reassessing every day, reassess. Where am I today? Where is my dream? Who am I meant to be? What's my purpose? I believe that people are born with a purpose. We all have a purpose. And it's our job on this planet to figure out what that is. Because that's going to make us happy people. That makes a better planet. And so, yes, brain injury certainly disrupts that. It's like you have to go around the larger side of the pond. You have to go all the way around, whereas somebody without a brain injury can. They may not. But they can. They have the option to go straight there. And many people do. And I'm always very envious of that. I mean, I'm still trying to be a full-time writer and move my goals through. And I just don't give up. I'm a published author. That happened. And it just came out of hard work and going the long way. Many times just having to go the long way and stay the path and stay focused. Discipline is huge. Establish whatever discipline you can at whatever your function level is. Whether it's, you know, turning the TV off. If TV is one of your resistance, then turn it off for 20 minutes a day. You know, take action. You have to take action every day towards your goal. Something, no matter how small it is, becomes so big. It becomes a chain reaction. And keep an idea. Look at things. Look at pictures. Look at magazines. Talk to people. Experience anything that you can in your rehabilitation process. And talk to your caregivers. And let them help you figure out, gee, what did you really love before the injury? Who were you before you had the injury? What kinds of things did you want to do with your life? And if you have a parent, if you have a friend that you can connect with from your past, anybody that will give you that information if you don't remember. Like myself, I didn't remember. I was lucky to have my mother tell me who I was as a child, what my interests were. And she said you were adamant about two things before the injury. You wanted to be an author, and then you thought you might be a lawyer. Well, I became a lawyer after my injury, and that was not so easy. To go to law school with some of my deficits, but I was very successful. I had a very successful career, and that is just proof to me that if I can do it, anybody can do it. Brain injury is a deterrent. It's not a locked gate. And so if there's anybody out there that would like to talk about this issue, you can call in at 1-347-857-3755 and share anything about your story where you might be resisting. What are your issues? Are you overeating? Are you dealing with self-image, defeat, pain, overuse of cell phones, video games, television, alcohol, drugs, self-medication? And how about fear? Do you experience just that cold sweat of fear striking you, and it just immobilizes? That's another one that is very difficult to overcome, but it is something that you can overcome. And also reaching out to people who care about you, and even if it's local agencies in your community. I watch so many people, as I worked in the TBI field as a specialist for about 5 years, maybe about 6 years, 5-6 years, I noticed amazing changes just with people coming to agencies and getting support and help. There's a lot of good ones out there, and I there's also a lot of bad ones. There's a lot of agencies that will say, well, we don't do that or do this, or, well, you look fine, so we don't have resources for you. We have to help those that are more seriously in a state of dysfunction and in rehabilitation. There's all kinds of things out there in the world. But there's a lot of good places to get services, and there's lots of research. As I covered last Sunday morning, a lot of research going on in the community of TBI, and it's just really fabulous. Matter of fact, one of the things last Sunday that I, one of the funnest facts that I had that I had forgotten to air was that the research on roller coasters. I guess at some point, I never heard about this, but at some point, people were arguing that you could have a traumatic brain injury, a concussion, from riding a roller coaster. Well, that's scary. I kind of like high-risk behaviors. Roller coaster is one of them, and that would be really sad to have brain injury and then go out and have some fun and have multiple brain injuries. But the good news is that's not true. You can ride all the roller coasters you want. This is not an area where you are going to suffer a concussion, maybe a whiplash, but not a concussion, not a brain injury. A couple things. So if you want to call in and talk about anything, share your story, a caregiver or TBI survivor, or just somebody out there listening that may want to be on the air and offer some kind of comment. I'm not thin-skinned. You can, if you have something to say, you can call and offer that, and we can discuss anything. Again, it's the numbers 1-347-857-3755. A couple of things in the news. We've got something interesting here. Let's see. I think I want to do this one. Danica Boardman. Actually, I know Danica from a while ago, from several years ago. She is also a survivor. And she's talking here in an article in the Californian, The Silent Epidemic. And I think survivors and caregivers out there certainly know what that means. And then, you know, the signature wound of the wars of Iraq and Afghanistan. And so what's come out here now, the central, out of California and the Central Coast, this is really fabulous, a mobile veterans outreach clinic. That's pretty cool. That will serve the Central Coast. I imagine that this might be, I'll do more research on this. It might be a pilot, some sort of pilot program, or I'd like to get more information. If anybody out there has information on this, this seems like amazing to have in every community. I don't know if we're, the Central Coast is the first to get it, or the article doesn't say. And Danica Boardman is with the Central Coast Center for Independent Living, Disability Awareness group, and she also, it's actually the Central Coast Center for Independent Living that put on the TBI conference. I think that was in June. I talked about that last week. And then here's something neat. I mean, there's just all kinds of things coming up in the news, and she's fabulous. And here, these are so sensing traumatic brain injuries. Okay, I'm going to say that again, sensing traumatic brain injuries. I think that's possible. I mean, I think this is really interesting, and it comes out of the Defense Department. I'll have to say that I am very pro-military and veterans. My father was a flyer and was injured in Vietnam. That's kind of, you know, I'm very interested in what's happening with the military. The Defense Department continues to put money toward trying to understand head injuries. Well, that's a good thing. And information technology being used to detect head injuries. And, okay, what do I mean by detect head injuries? The latest effort, the department awarded big money to BAE Systems to place sensors in soldiers' helmets to record the effects of an explosion, for instance, like a roadside bomb. And actually, you know, women are, I read statistics where women actually coming back from the war have the highest incident of TBIs. Not sure this is, I mean, this is what I read. If anybody knows anything different, please let me know. I don't want to put anything out that isn't correct, but that's what I read. And the reason is this is kind of a sad part for me, the reason is because women are placed in more compromised positions, like driving Humvees. They're put in these positions because the military, this article also presented this, that the military didn't feel that women belonged in the battlefield and in the more important jobs, so to speak. And so what they do is they stick them driving Humvees, and they're driving the ammunition trucks. So that's putting somebody right out there in the street. So this defense, though, these are head sensors. So head sensors. This comes out of 2008, this research. And there's now a second generation of head sensors. And even if the injury isn't obvious, once the sensor collects data indicating a blast has exceeded a certain threshold, an LED light located on the sensor will be activated and begin blinking, signifying to soldiers that they may have sustained a concussion, warranting immediate attention. That's incredible. I don't know how sturdy these sensors are going to be. I mean, and what the use will be, I suppose, and if there's an explosion and the helmet explodes. I mean, I'm not sure what the materials are of helmets these days and whether or not that's going to be an issue, but I imagine that they would have to certainly a helmet that could sustain the explosion in order to get the read on it, on the magnitude and the degree. I think that's what we're looking at is, again, with head injuries, is the degree of shaking the brain, the degree of the brain going forwards and backwards and sideways, and that's what makes TBI unique from, you know, other brain injuries such as stroke, and they're all brain injuries, but it makes it more difficult to rehab and function to have a traumatic brain injury, especially if it's from a violent, like myself with a car accident. Where, you know, I was thrown out of the vehicle, and I'm certain as the car rolled, my brain probably sustained brain injury just being rolled at high speeds. And then when I hit the road, of course, again, then you hit the road and you smack in one area, but the brain has already been impacted, you know, in tiny little areas. So you have all these outcrops of injuries in different places. It's just not one place. Another sensor technology thing here is the military, again, they're doing the research, and they've attached sensors to objects, again, for security purposes, and we're fast-forwarded now here with the helmets, but they've used these sensors in other applications before this, tracking ammunition, vehicles, and so... I guess the expense of computer chips has come down so much that, you know, as many things in technology has, as it's been on the market for a while, it allows a more broad use, and so we've got the helmets. So if you'd like to talk about any of this in the news, you can call 1-347-857-3755, or of course on the chat. I'm in the chat room also. We've got lots of things happening, and so I thought I would read something. This was my take on and the purpose of my book and the purpose of my being here is my take on brain injury and rehabilitation is that you can heal your brain with poetry and that is, I'm saying that there is a romance gene in your brain, and I believe this for a very long time, and I continue to write myself into where now I feel I'm a little bit of proof of that, and I believe that there was something stimulated in my brain by poetry, and then fast forward years after recovery, then I started to write on my own and dictate to people who were around me. But I want to share with you today as we start to close that there's a poem that was the beginning of all this. I started with a poem, my mother says, in the fifth grade, and I had memorized it and performed it. I'm from the East Coast, and I was going to school in Newport, Rhode Island at the time. And I had a poem, and it's called A Dream Within a Dream, and it's by Edgar Allan Poe. Take this kiss upon thy brow, and in parting from you now, thus much let me avow, you are not wrong to deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar, the surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream? So that started my path to for my healing, because that was significant. And I was able to take from that before my injury. And I love that poem. It's been special to me. Maybe there's a poem that you find special, and it would be really neat if not only that you called in and talked about your life and your story. I'd love to hear it. That's what this airspace is for. But to also maybe offer a poem. So I challenge any of you out there that are listening, that if you don't want to talk about your life and share that, to share a poem. It would be great, because I'd like to really know what you're reading out there. And the romance period was very important to me, and again, I feel that there is the romance gene, and that's stimulated, and it feels good. And that's part of what you want to do, as I said in the beginning, is find things that feel good and work with the things that feel bad, whether it's depression, suicide attempts, anything that's going on in your life. Just pick up the pace and, you know, figure out what that goal is and what you want to do with your life. And spend a lot of time on it. And if you need support from local agencies, get that, or through reading. I at some point would like to, in my area where I live, I would like to in the Bay Area, I would like to start teaching creative writing and poetry in a rehab setting where I could really share this experience and this work that has just allowed me to go from brain injury to law school and to a writing career, and I've been through all the things that you're going through as a caregiver, as a survivor. So, again, you can call in at 347-857-3755. You're kind of quiet out there. That's okay. I want to thank you for joining me on today's show. I will be here live each Sunday morning, so you have another chance to talk. At 9 a.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. For those of you in the chat room, please leave any questions you have for me, and I will post my answers for you in my next blog. That's a real good way to not sort of come out on the air, but to do the blogging. Blogging's really fun. Always remind yourself of who you are, how much you've accomplished, and where you want to be next. Survivors know how to reframe their picture. Many people today without an injury are having to learn how to remanufacture themselves with job, family, or home loss. Faithfully reassess and reassess again where you are in the present and hold it up against your dream to ask, is it a path? Is it the path that you want to be on? You got to keep focused. All right. Have a great Sunday. Be safe, and thanks for listening.